This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, if you were listening to the news, you've heard all of the yesterday's GOP people out there coming out against Trump. This is great. I love that these guys are this engaged now. Notice that none of these guys ever campaigned for anything, but now they're signing letters. He's been in an uphill battle since he announced his candidacy. And, you know, the media never gave him a chance, and everybody thought they were long odds. And nonetheless, he secured the nomination for president, and in the process received more primary votes than any other previous Republican candidate ever. And he shared votes with 16 other primary candidates in the process. So the voter turnout began. Now that he has the GOP nomination, you would think that right now his primary opponent would be pantsuit Clinton and the Democratic Party. And if only it were so. Pantsuit is a flawed candidate. She is corrupt. She is dishonest. She's running as the third term of the disastrous Obama 8-year presidency. Any Republican candidate, I mean, this is really a Republican race to lose. Should be a cakewalk. And regardless of experience or temperament or personality or hairstyle or any other distinguishing factor. But it isn't. Not only is Trump running against the Democratic Party, he's almost running against virtually every major media outlet as well as his own Republican Party. Now, the problem is these people that support him don't like those people that are against him. Because he still has the very strong support of we the people. You know, those that are viewed with disdain and contempt by both political parties, big media, Hollywood, academia, and all the other self-appointed know-it-alls. Like the ones that were signing this letter and sending it in. Tom Ridge. What did Tom Ridge ever do besides be the first? I'm sure he was in politics before this. He apparently was so undistinguished, which is the way most of Congress is. I mean, how many, right now, everybody get out a piece of paper and write down the names of 10 members of the U.S. House of Representatives. 10. You can write 10. Wow, you're really engaged. I would be hard-pressed to come up with 10. Write down 10. Senators, there's fewer of them, so you might have to write down 15. Or let's just say 5. Write down 5 names of 5 senators that you can think of right now. or 15, whichever it is, most of Congress is unknown and does nothing really. They sit around, they wear suits, they get votes, they have money. Right now, the Alphabet Network's cable news shows and major newspapers are nothing more than campaign arms for the DNC. Then, you know, Khizr Khan, he received 50 times more coverage than Benghazi mother Pat Smith on the three major networks, CBS, ABC, and NBC. When George W. Bush was running for president, Code Pink and Cindy Sheehan were constantly in the news, protesting the Iraq War and excoriating George Bush. Then in 2008, with the new Democrat president, the war protests went silent. Got no media coverage. Because they served their purpose. They now had Obama. What's new this election cycle is the number of prominent Republicans denouncing Trump or promising to actively support the candidacy of his Democrat opponent. Right now, let's see, three Bush administration officials, Snowcraft, Paulson, and Armitage, have said, "I'm with her," and they will be supporting Hillary Clinton for president rather than the nominee of their party. That's because they're elites. None of this stuff that Hillary would do to us would she do to them, because they're elites, you see. Meg Whitman, former Republican candidate for governor in California, has endorsed Clinton, promising to raise money and campaign on her behalf. The money guys in the GOP, the Koch brothers, Karl Rove, they are passively or actively supporting Clinton. And while they're not overtly endorsing Clinton, they urge non-support for Trump and are actually withholding financial backing to any other Republican candidate who backs Trump. As an example, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson promptly lost the financial backing of the Koch brothers after speaking favorably for Donald Trump at the GOP convention. What happened to this vaunted party unity? What about all these 17 GOP primary candidates, the pledge? Ted Cruz violated it. Ted is a pretty stand-up guy, but he violated the pledge, his own pledge. If his skin is that thin, he should stay out of national politics altogether. Paul Ryan, John McCain, quite the opposite. They didn't endorse him. Ryan indicated he would be willing to sue a President Trump if he tries to limit Muslim immigration into the U.S. So, don't forget the Romney and Bush families also refusing to support the nominee of their party. How many Republicans wrote checks for and held their noses in support of members of those families when they ran for president? And yet they're royalty, right? People have been talking about, let's draft Romney. The GOP, via its leaders and the party elders, has clearly chosen sides in this current presidential campaign. And they're choosing the Democrat side. They're not choosing their side of the constituents, of the people, by not supporting their nominee or by endorsing and campaigning for his opponent. Where's the conscience that Ted Cruz speaks about? This is no longer, the Republicans are no longer the party of small government and law and order and all this other stuff. They're trying to be the party of money. So, I have always voted Republican. And for me, the litmus test falls where it does. And I'll be voting for Trump, because he is the party's nominee. And when I don't, this is like being in a military unit with a bunch of guys who can't decide they got to fight one common enemy. Which, that means you're not in a military anymore. You're in like a mess. So, get over yourselves, people. Look at Brexit, would you, there, elite politicians? Look at what the people are doing to the politicians in Britain. That can happen here. That can happen so quick here. It's happening in South Carolina already. We've already gotten rid of some of the guys that like to sit around and play status quo. So, think about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
Martin May. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. There are two things that get me incensed. One is the gun grabber. I the fact that I went out and I put on the uniform voluntarily. I'd do it again. If I was young enough, I'd do it right now. To protect this country, to protect this Constitution, to protect these people. And then some of these people here have been so, being a sheep is so ingrained in them that they look at a bunch of totalitarians that want to disarm us. Well, that makes me mad. However, one thing that makes me more mad is when some foreign cat wants to do it. Now, I say this with a degree of pedigree in that I am half British. Half British. One full half of me is British. Okay? One thing that I envy two guys, not a lot, I envy Larry Pratt and Alex Jones, the fact that they have gone one-on-one with Piers Morgan. Now, the fact that they did it and the way they did it is immaterial to me. What incenses me about this is that Piers Morgan says a great many things that I would love for him to say to me. Like, for example, when he makes a statement that my brother was in the military, therefore I understand the military. But let me explain something to you. Unless you've been on an airfield in the middle of the night, in minus 10 degree weather, with snow up to your ass, you don't know the military. You don't understand the military. What your brother comes home and tells you about the military, that's like your experience is the same thing as staying in the Holiday Inn Express, as far as I'm concerned. So please, never say that. That's the first thing to not say. The second thing to not say, Britain is a very violent country. I don't like violence of any kind, and Britain is five times as violent. Five times as violent as America is in numbers of violent crime per 100,000. That's the way I measure it. Now, this part is very important because there is no moral high ground to getting your butt kicked. If a bunch of soccer hooligans come up and stomp your face in with a pair of Doc Martin boots on, well, that's as bad as being killed by being shot, as far as I'm concerned. I do not want to die prematurely due to any reason. Whether I am beaten to death, cancer, it doesn't matter. I do not wish to die prematurely. Piers Morgan doesn't like guns. Now, here's the part that makes all of this pertinent. Now, right now, we're in the middle of the Olympics. I don't watch them. I don't have television, so I only can read about this. First day of the Olympics on Saturday, American Jenny Thrasher won the first gold medal awarded in the 2016 Rio Olympics in the 10-meter air rifle competition. Young Miss Thrasher is a 19-year-old college student. She won a huge upset victory over the heavily favored and defending Olympic champion Chinese shooters. Nobody predicted that she would medal in Rio, and her win was the first victory in air rifle for the U.S. since 2000. Here comes Piers Morgan. Because he had to try to take away from her incredible victory by making fun of the sport she played in, tweeting that it was the least surprising breaking news ever that an American athlete had been victorious in a shooting sport. Now, to USA Shooting's credit, which they're much more graceful and gracious than I am, their reply to Morgan was far kinder than his dismissive tweet deserved. Although, we'll get to what I think Morgan really deserves. They reminded Morgan that the weapon Thrasher used was a pellet gun. She was not the favorite to win by a long shot, and there were athletes competing in shooting sports from the United Kingdom. coming off Twitter, at Piers Morgan, thanks for trolling. Realize it was a pellet gun. She defeated heavily favored Chinese. And Six Proud, at Great Britain shooting reps, are in Rio as well. These young people only pass this way. They're only going to be, they're right now at the very height of their power. And if they have ascended to being a world-class athlete in whichever discipline they're in, they should be commended for it. And, you know, the Olympics becomes like one of these national pride things. Here comes this little girl. Nobody, you know, nobody knows she exists. She comes in, wins the first gold medal award. Here comes Piers Morgan. There's nothing wrong with competing in shooting sports, and young Miss Thrasher should be praised rather than mocked. So while the U.S. has consistently meddled in shooting sports, the past 20 years have been dominated by the Chinese, the Russians, and the South Korean teams. Success in shooting sports is hardly a reflection of the crime rate of the competing nation, despite what commentators like Morgan are trying to imply. Here is something that I would offer to Piers Morgan, and I don't know who's going to hear this and who's going to get it to him, but here's what I would say to you, Piers. I'm older than you are, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get you some training with an MMA specialist, and then me and you can go. Because I'm tired of your mouth. I'm tired of you coming out and belittling my country and going after gun, pro-gun advocates, Jones, Pratt, those two ladies you had on there, Gottlieb. I'm tired of it. Go home. Barack Obama should get the bust back of Winston Churchill that he sent back, and we should be sending you back to Britain. You need to go back to Britain. You don't understand where you're at. You don't understand what got us to where you can come here and enjoy the fruits of America. Yeah, and your state in Los Angeles is very well known for being protected by men with guns, by the way. So, and I know that you like to shoot. Ted Nugent took you shooting. You found it exhilarating. Shut up. You don't like it here. You don't like the way things are. I know you say, well, I love your country a great deal. Shut up about it then, because better men than you made it the way it is. Thanks. Somebody get a message to him. I'm ready to go. Anyway, Ben, put that in an email to @punk jerk, whatever. Oh. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back. Did you find Piers Morgan's email address? It's probably like Piers Morgan at jerk. I really do. I need to call Harmon and see how Jones got the gig with it. But I guess Piers Morgan doesn't have a show no more. No, he never had a show there, but Alex Jones was interviewed on his show. See, I would have been, Alex was very animated and everything. I would have been very less animated, and they cut to a break. All of a sudden, dude would have had some piano wire wrapped around his neck, and me putting my knee in the small of his back, pulling, you know. Then I would have called second call defense. Anyway, that wouldn't probably take me anywhere with them. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If you've never been... And actually, I got to go when it was the best time to go. I wish everybody here could go and enjoy Europe from the 80s. Because in the 80s, Europe was great. Europe was superb. There was still, a Soviet Union and everything, but it was crumbling. We didn't know it. What I'm going to talk about now, I could talk about any European country, but we're going to use France because, France is many things. It's incomparable. It's dazzling. It's romantic. It's beautiful. It's beloved. It's exhausted. It's beleaguered. It's been assaulted. It's broken. It's destroyed. And it's finished. I lived in Europe for 3 years. If they were to have a Second Amendment, I could go live over there again. I got to where it was almost native to me to be there. And a lot of people I know in the military, it became native to them. And watching these Europeans, especially France and Germany, watching them destroy themselves at the altar of a repeatedly proven, disastrously wrong, outmoded, a destructive, progressive ideology, it hurts me deep in my soul. France and Germany are countries currently in the process of committing suicide. When I lived in Germany, right, I lived in just outside of Bamberg, which is in Bavaria, very nice area. In Paris, which I never visited Paris. I should have visited Paris. Wish I had. But in Paris, which is beautiful. I had a lot of friends that went there. They bring back pictures. Let's see, you in Paris recently, in the last 2-3 years. In Paris, you've had the Staff of 12 in the Charlie Hebdo offices murdered by Islamic terrorists. Then 130 people murdered, massacred at a concert hall, a stadium, and several restaurants and bars there, all at the same night by Islamic terrorists. In Provence, you've had 84 innocent promenaders in Nice killed by a single Islamic terrorist. Normandy, an 86-year-old priest was beheaded. Two nuns and several aged parishioners were wounded by an Islamic jihadist in a church in Rouen. And this is life. And all too often death in the 21st century Europe. All of it. It's being in a square in Germany during New Year's Eve and being assaulted by men who are just going to swarm over you and just savage you if you're a female. It's impossible for me not to wax nostalgic when I see a part of the world that is beautiful and so rich in history in its death throes. And it makes me wonder about the way things used to be. When France was France, when West Germany was in power. Even rough stuff had a charm to it in Europe. One of the greatest painters to have ever existed, a true giant of the French Impressionist movement, was Edouard Manet, who lived and worked in France in the mid and late 19th century. An example of just how great this artist was can be discerned from the most recent work of his sold at Christie's Auction House in New York, entitled Le Printemps, meaning the spring. The estimate for this work, worth of this work, before it went to the auction block, was between $25 and $35 million, eventually sold for $65,125,000. Manet was longtime and excellent friends with a gentleman named Edmond Duranty, who was a well-known art critic at the time. Those two were given to meet quite often at one of their favorite neighborhood cafes in Montmartre, a particularly charming section of Paris known as Café Guerbois. And I don't speak French, so if I'm butchering it, I'm sorry. One day in the winter of 1870, Mr. Manet stormed into the cafe, marched up to Mr. Duranty, slapped him across the face with his glove, and challenged him to a duel by sword. Because Mr. Duranty wrote a not-so-praiseworthy review of the work of Mr. Manet. He was not even critical, just thought to be damning with faint praise, which enraged the artist. So on February 23rd, in the forest of Saint-Germain, a wood on the edge of Paris, Mr. Manet, accompanied by his second, the renowned novelist Emile Zola, met Mr. Duranty, and their swordplay began. Their swords met only once, and they hit. The collision was so bad that both blades buckled, and Duranty sustained a minor wound, and that was it. And then they started meeting again at the cafe. In 21st century France, it'd be very hard to find that kind of charm, to find humor, to find anything but despair for the future. You're more likely to find exhaustion and resignation and anger, along with an innumerable bullet ridden and lorry ridden over bodies needed to be cleaned up. One of the main reasons for this situation is there are fewer French people than ever before, and fewer reasons for the ones left to make the effort to try to stay French. The open borders the French seem to have signed on for when they joined the EU have made for millions upon millions of immigrants and refugees and numerous other classifications of flotsam and jetsam of humanity to arrive in France. Europe has been killed by European leadership. In France, especially the few remaining, I mean, they started going after the well-to-do, the 1%, if you would. And they left. And a lot of people have gone as well. So, I mean, France is being vacated and being filled. The void is being filled by Islam. What are we doing watching this happen? Why are we watching this happen? There's so many times when I watch this that I just wish I could go back in time. Make me 26 years old again. Stick me back in my uniform. Give me back my weapon and let me go. I'll go with whoever I can. Just let me go. Nobody seems to want to embrace that. We're all just, you know, we got enough problems over here to where we don't have time to take care of France. France needs to take care of France. Europe needs to take care of Europe. It is a damn shame what they have done to themselves. They have committed suicide. We'll be right back.
Ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I thought about this when David from San Francisco called the other day. The junk he was talking about the nonprofits and all this other stuff, and how he was making it sound like these gun rights organizations, particularly Gun Owners of America, is just rolling in money. And the money they take in, they just pass out amongst themselves. A key fiction of gun control supporters has been perpetuating for nearly a half century that the big money is in, quote-unquote, the gun lobby. So whether it's the latest political cartoon depicting NRA buying off Congress or an alternate pantsuit Clinton delegate or at the Democratic National Convention contending that all of the money, the big money, is with the NRA. Gun control advocates continue to claim that the gun rights groups armed with supposed limitless wealth are preventing the gun control agenda from moving forward. Well, let me tell you something. I have not seen the paperwork, although I would hazard a guess that as far as money taken in by gun rights groups, I would say that probably it comes down to coming in first would be NRA, no doubt about it. Then probably the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms / Second Amendment Foundation / Jews for Firearms Ownership Preservation or whatever they call themselves. That little conglomerate. Then NAGR. National Association of Gun Rights, then Gun Owners of America. Maybe. Gun Owners of America, who was the object of his attack, and you can look at this by going and looking at their IRS records because they are a nonprofit, takes in between $2 and $2.5 million a year. $2 and $2.5 million a year. Which is, you know, about 100 times less than the NRA, to be honest with you. National Association for Gun Rights, I know, takes in more money than that. I don't know about Second Amendment Foundation. And And the reason the NRA takes in so much money is because the NRA has so many different things that they do. I mean, they certify teachers, they certify, they have merchandise, they have massive media, lots and lots of media, all kinds of media. So they have quite the thing going on there, and they're out there, they are the big 800-pound gorilla. However, however, just in California alone, for the Safety for All Committee, Lieutenant Gavin Newsom's Safety for All Committee, which is advocating just for one thing, anti-gun Proposition 63. Anti-gun Proposition 63. They have raised nearly $4 million for that in California. $4 million. Nearly twice that Gun Owners of America takes in every year. In California. The pro-gunners have raised $467,000 versus $4 million. Okay? Where is this discrepancy? Is this with this example? Let's see. Newsom campaign committees received $1.1 million from the California Democratic Party. $732,000 from Newsom's own campaign committee, and $400,000 from former Facebook president Sean Parker. Then there's a lot of people that have cut him checks for six figures. A lot of wealthy Californian people. So, a similar scenario played out during the campaign for Washington Initiative 594, which criminalized the private transfer of firearms. Billionaires Paul Allen, Bill and Melinda Gates, Michael Bloomberg, and Steve and Connie Ballmer all gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to support the new restrictions. In a single contribution, billionaire Nick Hanauer gave $1 million towards that effort. In Colorado, for every dollar the grassroots was spending to do that recall, the anti-gunners were spending, they spent 22. Now, what is this money for? It's not for buying votes, because that doesn't happen to that degree, not with that much money. Most of that money is going in the massive media campaign to drill the lie into somebody's head long enough to where they begin to believe it. It's coming November. Nevadans will face a gun control initiative on the ballot in question one, which, like Washington, would criminalize private transfer of firearms. This was created by a group called Nevadans for Background Checks. In 2014, Bloomberg, Every Town, gave Nevadans for Background Checks $1.9 million. That same year, Parker gave the group $250,000. Hanauer gave $150,000. Since its initial contributions, the Bloomberg Front Group has continued to pump hundreds of thousands of dollars into the Nevada campaign. In May, Conway gave $75,000 to the effort. In June, Hanauer contributed another $125,000. This is not about, this isn't, I mean, these guys aren't even officials. They're just people with money. They're not in public life. They just don't want there to be any guns. They don't want you to be able to do with your private property what you want to do with, is what it boils down to. Now, some of the less dishonest corners of the gun control movement have admitted the big money gun lobby narrative is false. What it boils down to is the gun lobby doesn't exist. You do have some people that may lobby for legislation, but every group out there has that, and we would be foolish not to have it ourselves. Most of these gun rights organizations have a specialty. Second Amendment Foundation, they will sue you all day long. NRA, well, they have a great many hats that they wear. Gun Owners of America are very good at getting the word out. They have, while they don't have a lot of money and they don't have a lot of members, they do have a massive email list, and they will get with people that are not members. It's free to join the email list. And then phone calls start. And this was what happened in April of 2013. That's when they voted for gun control in April of 2013 for expanded background checks, the private transfer kind of thing. And it failed. because constituents got a hold of Democrats. Democrats were in charge of the Senate at the time, and they didn't get, I think they got 47 votes. And there were more Democratic senators than that. So the next time you're confronted by someone who's fallen hook, line, and sinker for the tired gun control narrative about the wealthy gun lobby, let them know that, you know, the gun control movement's billionaire benefactors. Let them know about that. This is buying rights. Buying rights. What pro-gun groups do, since they don't have the money to buy the media, is they create the media. NRA does it. I mean, I started out doing what I do for GOA. And the media that's out there, I mean, there's quite a bit of, I would call it guerrilla media out there when it comes to pro-gun positions. There's a few general talkers out there that do know what they're talking about when it comes to the pro-gun argument, but not an overwhelming amount. I've been on some of their shows before where they just embarrass themselves. So it's really quite the specialized field to be in, and it's not a money. There's not a lot of money in that field. So keeping it that way, just understand that what these guys are doing, what these billionaires are trying to do, for some reason, is buy your rights and then do away with them. We're going to roll into hour number two. When we get back, how do you survive a mass killing rampage? This is Lock and Load.
Looking for an edge, eliminating the false, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.